Good morning. We have a theme for today, surrendering control. Now, of course, none of us do that, right? But surrendering control and accepting what is. So rest back in reality that there is no person here to be speaking. And no person here to be listening. Supreme Spirit alone is. So follow a breath. And just be aware of a breath coming. And a breath going. Letting go of mind. Awareness does not need thoughts to be awareness. Just relax into the flow called breathing. Knowing you are not doing the breathing. But are aware. Be as you truly are. Empty. Empty of two-ness. Empty of oneness. Empty of thoughts, empty of concepts, just be naturally as you are. There is only you here and now. Since before time, you were present, and you are the unborn. Infinite, eternal presence now. You have always been this and will forever be. And there is no thought, there is no idea, and there is no belief that can ever alter what you are. Be still. When there is an entry to meditation, we must be conscious. We must be aware. And we must know who is the meditator. And we have to know and be aware of that if in meditation, is there any hoping to attain something? Often, when there is meditation going on, there can still be a concept or a belief that there is a me who is going to meditate, or there is a me who is meditating. And there may still be a subtle idea of acquiring something, We may try to maintain a sense of control, either consciously or unconsciously. So there may be the effort, again, either consciously or unconsciously, to control the meditation. Such as to stop or get rid of thoughts and thinking. A hope that something will change or get better. So I'd like to try this type of a meditation with you, where you will focus on surrendering, which is letting go of any need to control. Instead, we will begin to develop acceptance. Acceptance of this moment, just as it is, no matter what comes to our awareness. And we will begin to release attachments, if we have them, to the outcomes. But also, as well as embracing trust in the natural flow of life. So, as we begin to see if there are any controls going on in meditation that may be carried into our daily experience, again, either consciously or unconsciously. So take a breath, rest back. I'd like you to just watch the experience and see what happens. Oftentimes in meditation, we are seeking release from pain or discomfort. Oftentimes in meditation, we are seeking stillness, or we're seeking peace and awareness. So as you go through this little meditation, I'd like you to ask, as you are looking, is it not already present now? So you are just looking, you are just watching. We are not trying to find peace or stillness or awareness. We're not trying to find release from any pain or discomfort. You are just watching. And we are not looking to be more present by meditating. You are looking to see if it is already present. As the breath comes and goes, you are intentionally letting go of any control that comes to your awareness. Letting go of any thoughts that want to change or do over. Make better. You're letting go. You're not trying to control the mind or the body or any thoughts. You are letting the body be just as it is. You are letting the thoughts be just as they are. You are only watching. You are not doing anything. But being. Through the intention of letting go, there comes the recognition. I am already present. I am already here. If you find you are trying to control the thoughts or the body, let go of that control. And just be present with what is. We are surrendering control. We are seeing more clearly when we do not try to control the outcome. And not just the outcome of meditation, but anything that comes to your awareness. You surrender all control, and you are just watching. If the body is moving, you are just watching. If the body is restless, you are just watching. The body is uncomfortable, you are just watching. Giving up any control. And being more present with what is. As present now with the sound of a voice. As we relinquish control, we rest more and more in the now. Just by letting everything Simply be just as it is. So right now, you are letting go of the thoughts. You are just letting them be whatever they are. You are letting go of any control as to having an outcome of any nature. As you're breathing in this lightness of life, letting go of any needs to control what is. So take notice now of what you are experiencing when control is surrendered. So letting go of control does bring a deeper understanding of trust. Trust in the life that it is myself. Letting go of control lets us see that life is just flowing, flowing freely, and it flows without fear. It flows without anxiety, and it flows without doubt. When there is trust in the life, the presence, the flow that you are, you will find no need to attempt to control. Where one is, where control is, that freedom, that flowing, seems not to be there. And letting go of control brings about the ability to rest in the reality of serenity and peace that is ever present. By letting go of control, you are free. You are actually free from suffering as you open out from the heart as to whatever unfolds. So look around within, look at the thoughts that have risen, look at any ideas or old beliefs that might be rising. Do not try to control them. Let them be whatever they are. Without comment, without judgment. For comment and judgment is an attempt to control. Even the story we may build around our life, I am this, I am that, I have done this, I have done that. That too is an attempt to control a life. You having a thorough good look? And then just surrendering and letting go. Trust life is flowing. Trust you are the life that is flowing. And the wisdom and the intelligence fulfills itself in you. It is when we seek control, which is to have an outcome go our way, okay? We are back in a sense of separation, which is the cause of fear and anxiety and depression. There is usually an attempt to control when the emotions are like off the chart or when the body is uncomfortable. But the act of letting go control is like you saying, I love myself so much. I will be devoted to surrendering the idea of control and trust in the life that I am. Trust in the divineness that I am, trust in the allness that is myself. I do this out of love, of loving myself. So actually, and I think many of us have found this, that we never really are in control, especially from the standpoint of a sense of separation. So let what is appearing appear. Just let it be what it is without wanting to change the outcome or control the outcome or make statements or stories about it. So let's look now. Is peace present? Is stillness present? No matter what the thoughts are saying, thoughts like, I can't get to my peace, I can't get to the stillness. Let that go. So, as you look around, what are you finding? As you take your breaths, what is there? What is present for you? Just letting go. Letting what is just be. Then, without comment, without judgments. So take a deep breath, just letting go as you release it. Okay, let's see what we found. Take a breath. Hey, did you find anything?
Mary,
Yes, love.
I found it extremely powerful when you mentioned the idea of going into meditation to get something. That really, really struck me. And I often see that I will that's usually something that's in my mind when I go in there. And what came to mind is, if I was going to just be in the company of somebody that I loved, I would not go to them to just to get something. I would just go to them to be present, and without any preconceived ideas about what I want, what should happen. And I think I'm very grateful for you that for that to you for that, because it's very powerful.
That's a very important part of meditating, that you go in as an innocent, because you are. Okay. We go to meditation, and meditation becomes a 24/7 deal that you are consciously aware at all times of being. You're just being. And that's what meditation seems to be about, to get us to that place where we are not trying to control life and we're actually just living and enjoying it. But the meditation can bring us to that place of trusting. We try to control because we are not trusting the self. We are not trusting in life. We are not trusting in the presence that is present. So the control idea comes up because we have not strengthened nor deepened that trust in the self that is present.
Thank you. And you also mentioned something about we love ourselves. I don't know what the statement was, but you said something to the effect that we
The
have it.
devotion, the devotion to the surrendering, the devotion to letting go is out of loving self. To love myself, to put forth any effort, okay, to go beyond the senses, go beyond the thinking, go beyond the thoughts, going beyond the wants and the desires, going past all of that, whatever it takes, that's the devotion of love, whatever it takes to stand as the presence that is present, to know myself purely and deeply. The whatever we do in an effort is done out of love. And you want to do that out of love. So that's why when meditating, we don't want to get something. To go to meditation to get something is not loving the self.
Thank you.
And this control goes over to all situations, not just meditation. And I think throughout the day that some of these might come to your attention, to awareness, where we make remarks or where we, oh, well, that shouldn't be like that. They should have done whatever, where we find faults. And we find faults with objects, we find faults with other what we call other people, and we find fault with our own being because we presume our being to be our accumulation of memories and thinking, which our being is not that. Okay. So those subtleness comments in our mind or even out loud are attempts to control. But then not only is that the attempt to control, but all if there's the negativity, if there's the thinking in the negative way, and we've done this before, I am sick, I am tired, I am anxious, I am fearful. All of that is based because of we've not developed the trust in the loving of self. So we come with this negativity. Well, this negativity is an energy, and that energy in the thinking, it flows through the body. The body absorbs that energy. Then we speak it out loud, then it goes out through the ethers, that negativity. But it's all in an attempt to control. So as you relinquish any attempts to control outcomes, you will find that there is less attitude of negativity that you are like reacting to. There's a change, there's a lightness that changes in the acceptance of what is. And what before you may have thought of as being ugly, that no longer creeps in. There is an acceptance of it out of love, just because it is. So did anyone else find anything going on that might have been hidden? Some things are down there in the subconscious, and it does take this silent time of looking to clean house.
Mary.
Yes, love.
So it was interesting because it opened up something, or some things came up that I was unaware, like you just were saying. That's why I wanted to say something that even well, the idea of forgiveness came up for me, and times of when I didn't even realize, I was holding a judgment or not experiencing the unconditioned love, because that's what I felt was like this release of identifying as a separate, because you really took me really deep into that oneness for some reason. And then these things could come up where I could see where I had held a concept of two-ness. I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Good, good. Once we see something, then we can do, well, not do, but we can release it. We can not allow it any longer to control our thinking or how we respond to it. It's like you have to see the that rock in the road in order for you to bypass it. You know, if you don't see that rock in the road, you're just liable to stumble and fall right over it. So it's good to see. It's good to.
You know what it reminds me of? I don't know if you heard that story, like, yeah, gosh, I can't repeat it, but it reminds me of, like, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Oh,
There's a hole in
insanity.
the road. You know that
Yeah.
story? There's a hole in the road, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it goes, but it's a really good story. You
Right.
keep.
You keep something about responding to something in the same way every
I've got the
time
story right here.
and
Hang
hoping
on.
for a different outcome. I kind of get the gist of what you are speaking of. Yeah. But I can't think of it. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different outcome.
Oh, I've got it right here. Suppose you're having a nightmare. In this nightmare, you're being chased down a deserted city street. The pursuer is 2 blocks behind you. There's a police station 1 block ahead of you. Your car is parked half a block away. How would you escape the situation? The majority chooses to get in the car. The remainder choose to run to the police station, but there's a better solution. When I ask what it might be, we struggle to get the answer. And their answer is wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's great. Thank you. Wake up. That's great. So, the area of fear, because you're running because you're afraid of something. But that fear, again, is coming, is being presented, is showing up in your awareness as an opportunity to trust. Just trust. What is the greatest fear you think that there is? What is the greatest fear that you deal with?
It's the last thing we overcome. It's in the Bible, right?
Death.
Yep.
What did you say?
Death. Death is the greatest fear that most humans encounter. The greatest fear is in regards to the dying, to dying. But if you are not the body, and if you are not the mind, and what is there to die? You have to ask these questions as well. Maybe that we'll put that on the agenda for a Sunday. But it is the looking. It is the to be looking at this and to be understanding it again, if you look at fear, and it's like if you're a child, and I don't like this analogy so much, but as a child and you're fearful, you run to your parent for comfort. Mostly you run to the parent for comfort, you run somewhere to get away from that fear. But in a state of a sense of separation, there's no place to run to get away from the emotions. When you begin to recognize all is and all is as it is, then there's no need to fear fear. You allow, if that emotion comes, you allow it to come without trying to control it. But also at the same time, as I say repeatedly, you do not make a story to go with the feeling. You know, I'm not afraid because blah, 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 blah. No, there is a feeling of fear that is here. Okay, no story, no thoughts, no judgments, no control. What do you think will happen to that feeling? It will not stay without your attention to bind it to you. It will not stay. So you let go of that trying to control it or trying to get rid of the fear or trying to get rid of the anxiety or trying to get rid of depression. Those are feelings and sensations, and you look at them just as you did now. Again, take that breath and you look at it again without trying to control it, without trying to get rid of it, without trying to change it in any way, without anything about it. It's null and void in within you. And that is trusting. That is trusting the life that is present. And in that moment, there would be the thanksgiving for the opportunity to be still in the face of this appearance. Rather than fighting it or trying to get rid of it or change it. Because all that is doing is feeding it your attention. So you stop feeding it. You can watch it, but don't touch. Look, but don't touch. Just let it be. Yes, it's uncomfortable in the body. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Let the uncomfortableness just be without comment, without judgment. Just let it be still and just let it be. So
Mary.
it's that controlling that tries to that binds it to you. Yes, Chuck, did you want to?
I just wanted to say on the subject of fear, it would help, well, help me to know what fear actually stands for. FEAR, false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
And when you think back in the past, the things that you had fear of, you can kind of see how that definition is true. And it actually helps in the future, in future fears, and you may be able to see through it ahead of time.
Exactly. If you're in that place in the heart, if you're in that place of awareness and knowing, then when these feelings rise up, I guess we can say you're better prepared to understand what is taking place. But that also comes if you're living in the trust, you're trusting in the life that is present, which is yourself. You're trusting in that infinity. You're trusting in life. You're trusting in the immortality. You're trusting in the love and the peace and the joy that is ever present. And it is fulfilling itself as you and in you and through you. So letting go of the control is giving room for trust to show itself, because trust is ever present.
Mary, that's very powerful what you said, because I think back in my history when I did take control of things, they did not turn out well at all. And in retrospect, I would always say to myself, if I only had waited a day, if I had only waited 2 months, I jumped in there, I wanted to run the show, and it blew up. And I have a history of this. If I had just sat back, like you said, observed, and the fear takes over, and the fear is basically, for me, it's self-preservation. If I don't do this, this will happen. And that, my mind races into the future. And thank you so much for saying that. I have a history of jumping in there to run the show, and it hasn't worked.
Well, it's beautiful to see that. It's loving to see that this is what I've done in the past. So now you have an awareness of doing that. And I'm feeling that now that's not going to be so prevalent for you, to be doing that again and again. I think that time has passed.
And it's exhausting, because then I gotta try to.
Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah.
I got
You got to keep all of those
the
balls up in the air.
college writing letters, and I don't want to
Yeah.
do it anymore. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, love.
Mary, I loved. I think that was Peggy that just spoke. I'm not sure who just spoke.
Yes.
But I feel like that, like I let go of control for a while, but then I take over. It's like I just really am seeing how this, the river is just flowing. It doesn't need me.
Life knows what it's doing.
But this trusting yourself, loving yourself, I don't know. It's almost like a big switch.
Well, loving yourself. Loving yourself, most people kind of back off from that because of memories and things they've done in the past and their how their attitude has been and what they've done and or not done and all of that accumulation of memories. They think that's them and that it's those memories that they have to love. And that's not it at all. Loving the self is loving the essence, is loving the presence, is loving the reality that you are not the body mind memories. You are that which is aware of them. And you are loving the presence of awareness, which is yourself. You're not the doer of things. Okay. So then it's like loving the body. Well, I don't like my body. I wish it was 2 inches taller or 1 inch shorter or, whatever. Because there's still that presumption that I'm the body and I can't love the body. It's weak, it's tired, it's painful. I can't love that. So we go into control mode and try to control things. So if I get the body a little bit better, then I can be okay with it. But that's not it. You are not loving the body and you are not loving memories and you're allowing them to be just as they are without comment and without judgment. They're instruments. My mind is an instrument. My body is an instrument. But myself is that which is aware of them, the God presence. That's the loving. And allowing the objects and allowing everything in this world to be as it is without comment. And that is loving the self and seeing that the self is everything. But it is mostly letting go of control and just allowing whatever is just to be what it is. And you will find if you are in that attitude of judgment, and then when you see that, You can let it go. But when you see that judgment, and here's the other thing, when you see that judgment, there should be no judgment.
Oh.
There should be no comments about I shouldn't have done that or I should have done that. None whatsoever. Clear seeing. I saw the action of judgment. Okay, all is well. There can be no judgment when you find that there has been judgment going on. That is most important. You've got to get off that merry-go-round. Because what it was is that there was an awareness of a judgment. There was an awareness of a negative thought. And for that, we give thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I see more clearly now. I can see more clearly now. Thank you. That's the altitude. Okay, so when we relinquish, we surrender all control. We are living life from the heart, from the altitude of presence. We are living life from the very center of peace and joy and happiness. You will find there's no need to control or attempt to control. It's an interesting thing, but if there is an action of something that is not of our nature, we will feel it immediately in the body form. So rest in what is real and be still. Oh, I guess we're complete for today. Anybody else? So let us pray. Most beloved self, I am grateful for this day, and I am content in life. I am happy in my being. I am resting in the stillness that is. I am at peace with life, just as it is. At Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Namaste.